Okay, let's review Shabbos Stav Kuf Chav Ches. The Mishnah listed several foods that cannot be moved on Shabbos, even to make room for guests, because these foods are muktzah. So the Gemara explores what the chiddush is in teaching that each of these is muktzah. First, tevel is obviously muktzah since nobody can eat it. So the Mishnah must be referring to something that grew in a flower pot and is only chayv in maisos on a derabbanan level. So that's a chiddush that even that's muktzah. Second, maiser rishon shelo nitla trumaso doesn't refer to maiser rishon that trumas maiser wasn't taken from, because that is also obviously muktzah. It refers to maiser rishon that was taken before truma gedola was ever taken from the original produce. Third, maiser sheni vehekdish shelo niftu does not refer to items that were never redeemed at all, but to items that were redeemed improperly, like maaser sheni that was redeemed on a coin and it has no image, or hekdish that was redeemed onto land. The Tanakam and Rishon Gamliel disagree about the muktzah status of items that can be used to feed animals that aren't commonly owned by regular people, like ravens, ostriches. Tanakam considers them to be muktzah. Rishon Gamliel holds them not muktzah, because Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim, even Jews who are too poor to own ostriches and ravens, are considered like princes who are capable of owning such expensive birds. The Gemara records in Machlokas HaMarayim whether Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds the glass shards are only not muktzah if you happen to own an ostrich, but seems to conclude like Ravashi that even if you don't own an ostrich, it's still not going to be muktzah. The idea that Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim is also held by Rav Shimon, who allows rose oil to be used on Shabbos even though non-aristocrats would only use it for refuah, because all Jews are considered to be aristocrats. Also, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva hold that somebody who owes a lot of money is allowed to keep an expensive garment that he owns, since for an aristocrat, expensive garments are considered a necessity, and all Jews are B'nai Melachim. Chavile Kash, the Mishnah had said that anything set aside for animal food is not muktzah, but the Brisa adds that even so, Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel only permits bundles that can be carried with one hand, so as to avoid any excessive exertion on Shabbos. Other animal foods, like sia ezov koranis, can't be ground up, but can be crushed by hand, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and in small quantities with the fingertips, according to the Chachamim. The Gemara then goes on to discuss muktzah status of meat. If the meat is unsalted, Rav Huna holds its mutter removed, because even though he holds you're not allowed to eat muktzah like Rabbi Yehuda, he holds you can move muktzah like Rabbi Shimon. Rav Chista, however, holds that the unsalted meat is muktzah unless it is duck meat, which is edible raw. Bones and spoiled meat are not considered muktzah because they are eaten by different animals. Mayim megulin, water that was left exposed, is not muktzah according to the Tanakhama, since cats drink it, but is muktzah according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, since he can't keep it around due to the danger involved in drinking it. Kofanis hasal lefnei ha'afrochim. The Mishnah permits turning a basket upside down so birds can hop into their nests. Tarnagol shabarcha dochan ha'shatikanes. If a chicken runs away, even though it's normally muktzah, we can push it to safety for the sake of having the animal, saving the animal from suffering. Rabbi Yehuda Marav similarly allows putting cushions into a stream of water so an animal that has fallen can climb on them to safety. You can use the cushion to climb back up out of the water, provided that there's no way to support the animal while it's still in the stream. Even though the cushions will no longer be usable for Shabbos and will therefore be a violation of Mivatel Kli Me'echano, since Tzar Bali Chaim is Daraisa, we allow violating the Drabbanon of Mivatel Kli Me'echano in order to save the animal from suffering, which would be an issue Midaraisa of Tzar Bali Chaim. Although you can push a chicken back towards safety, midadin lo, helping it walk is not mutter. That's forbidden, since chickens will leave the ground when you help them walk, and you'll end up carrying it. You can help other animals that don't leave the ground to walk. That's okay, just not chickens. Just not anything that can get off the ground, that can fly. Ein miyaldin sveim of Yom Tov, avul mesa'adin. We can't deliver a baby animal in Yom Tov, but can help in its delivery by catching the baby so it doesn't hit the ground, or by pushing the mother's stomach to force the baby out. Rav Shimon Gamliel adds that merachamin hayinu al behema tahora b'yom tov. We would try to endear a kosher animal to its mother in Yom Tov by placing salt in the womb and sprinkling water from the afterbirth on the offspring. Umiyaldin es ha'isha b'Shabbos. Mishnah allows delivering babies on Shabbos even if it involves several malachos on Shabbos. When the Mishnah adds the phrase "Mechallin aleihas haShabbos," it comes to teach that you can light a candle for her even if she's blind, because it will calm her to know that those who are helping her can see. The Brisa adds that you can also bring oil for her, but should try to do it with a shinoi, such as bringing it in the palm of your hand, and if that's not possible, in your hair, and only if that too isn't possible, then you could bring it in a kli. Then Mara asks how bringing it in the hair saves any yisurim if you're going to have to squeeze it out of the hair, and that's a violation of schita. So the Gemara gives two answers. First, ein schita b'seir. It's not a violation of schita midah raisa to squeeze liquid out of hair, because hair doesn't really absorb anything. And number two, mevi'a lebekli derech sa'ara. The braisa didn't mean that the oil should be soaked in the hair, but that the kli of oil would be carried by her hair, but not that the oil is actually soaked into it. That's the basic chazara of Shabbos, Tav Kuf Chav Ches.